Welcome to Nutrition Radar, the podcast dedicated to translating the confusing language of science into the ultimate hack for college life. Is that instant ramen you ate last night destroying your memory? I mean, we are not talking long-term memory loss here. We are talking about something more insidious for your GPA, brain fog. If you have ever felt sluggish, anxious, or completely unable to focus 90 minutes after eating a meal, it is not a lack of motivation, I promise you. It might be a fundamental disconnect happening in your body, a communication error between your gut and your brain. This episode is focused for the performance-driven student, the one who knows physical appearance matters, but also understands that the most important thing is cognitive function, ultimate competitive advantage. We are going to dive deep into the science behind the modern college diet and the truth about ultra-processed foods. So let's get scientific, but keep it simple. You have a second brain, your gut microbiome. It is home to trillions of bacteria that are constantly talking to your brain through the gut-brain axis. Now, the bacteria don't actually travel to your brain. Instead, this axis acts like a highway where the compounds produced by your gut bacteria are absorbed into the blood and transported straight to your brain. This communication pathway is responsible for everything from your mood, we're talking about serotonin production, to your ability to remember the last study session. So what exactly are ultra-processed foods? Well, they are industrial formulations with little to no whole foods ingredients. Ultra-processed foods consist of ingredients not commonly found in the household kitchens, such as hydrogenated oils, protein isolates, and artificial additives like colorants, emulsifiers, flavor enhancers, and artificial colors. Examples include soft drinks, packaged snack foods, processed meat products, and a variety of ready-to-eat convenience meals. In recent decades, ultra-processed foods have become a dominant component of diets in several nations, particularly in industrialized countries. As for this trend, it reflects profound shifts in food systems driven by industrialization, globalization, which both have increased the availability and appeal of these ultra-processed foods due to their affordability, especially for us students, because they are convenient and have a long shelf life. Talking about ultra-processed foods negatively impact gut health in several ways, including reducing the diversity of the gut microbiota, inducing changes in specific bacterial populations, and contributing to the breakdown of the intestinal barrier, which increases intestinal permeability, leading to the condition known as leaky gut. This often leads to dysbiosis, which is a fancy way of saying your gut bacteria are out of balance. Disrupted gut microbiome balance has been linked to various health issues, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, chronic health conditions, and even some mental health disorders. When I refer to chronic health conditions, I am highlighting how ultra-processed foods trigger dysbiosis. This imbalance, combined with increased intestinal permeability, as we mentioned earlier, leaky gut, is causing that pro-inflammatory environment does not just cause brain fog today, it leads to adverse metabolic outcomes over time. So by prioritizing micronutrients, you are actively mitigating insulin resistance and systemic inflammation, building slowly the biological resilience that is necessary to prevent these long-term pathologies. Another recent research published in 2025 by scientists at the University in Rome interprets as well as the impact of ultra-processed foods on the gut microbiome and how it is associated with health implications. Moreover, the study states that the artificial sweeteners, emulsifiers, preservatives, and food additives disrupt the delicate equilibrium of the gut microbial ecosystem, reducing microbial diversity, promoting a pro-inflammatory environment, increasing intestinal permeability, and also contributing to inflammation and dysbiosis. So these alternations are associated with adverse metabolic, gastrointestinal, neuropsychiatric outcomes, as well as an elevated risk of chronic diseases. The evidence collected there underscored the critical role of dietary quality in maintaining gut health. So transitioning towards a diet that is minimally processed, nutrient-dense foods can mitigate the harmful effects of ultra-processed foods and also promote microbial resilience. So furthermore, the incorporation of probiotics, prebiotics, and lifestyle modifications offer potential strategies for restoring gut homeostasis. But the problem stands here. These ultra-processed foods are literally starving your good bacteria. They are typically low in fiber, the essential fuel for your microbiome, and high in things your gut bugs, as we call them, hate. When the good guys start to die off, you get dysbiosis, as we mentioned earlier, this profound disruption of the gut microbial ecosystem. This reduces the production of essential substances like short-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids are neuroprotective. They are literally the good vibes signaling your brain needs. So less fiber equals to less short-chain fatty acids. Less short-chain fatty acids equals to less focus. But it tends to get a bit worse. These additives in ultra-processed foods, things like common emulsifiers, can weaken the lining of our gut, as we mentioned. That is the number one enemy of the leaky gut that we talked about earlier, basically allowing inflammatory molecules to slip into your bloodstream and travel straight to your brain. This is also causing the low-grade chronic neuroinflammation. So you may ask, what does neuroinflammation feel like? It feels like the anxiety, the lack of focus, and the persistent brain fog you experience when trying to study. The data is clear. High ultra-processed food consumption is consistently linked to poorer academic performance and lower executive function in young adults. It is not just physical. It is a measurable detriment to your grades. But an alarming fact, which reflects the lack of information and awareness about what is eaten, is from a study that was conducted in 2017 in Spain, that 64% of students declared that they sometimes or never read the nutritional information of the products, and a total of 33% did not know what the Nutri-Score label indicates. Although some studies indicated that the Nutri-Score is well perceived and the characterization of nutritional quality is easy to understand. Now, let's talk about that 3 p.m. slump and the 3 a.m. eating habits that sabotage your study sessions. Let's say you went from fresh and warm home-cooked food from your mom to making your own food choices. We know that most of the food we consume during our living alone era, as we call it, are convenient and cheap. Like that fresh can of an energy drink or a warm burger after a long study session at the library. That 3 p.m. feeling where your brain hits a wall, that is typically the rapid, uncontrolled blood sugar fluctuation caused by the refined sugars and starches in your ultra-processed lunch. It interferes with your cognitive control, making you distracted and killing your ability to concentrate. This leads us to the biggest myth on campus. Energy drinks are the only way to keep you focused during studying? ? One of the key ingredients that helps keeping our focus while we consume these is caffeine. We can say that it is the most representative ingredient in terms of composition, but it also is necessary to consider the upper limits of safe caffeine intake. Most cans of energy drinks that contain 250 milliliters contain up to 50 to 150 milligrams of caffeine, while the European Food and Safety Authority upper safe intake limit for adults is up to 400 milligrams per day. So around about 5.7 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day for a 70 kilogram weighted adult, with a single dose not exceeding about 200 milligrams. So the daily intake of energy drinks should not exceed the safety limits for caffeine that is established by the European regulatory authorities, but should be even lower. Since, on the other hand, these drinks also contain other neurostimulants whose effects are not fully understood. Energy drinks are a textbook example of an ultra-processed food. While they offer an intense burst of energy, the sugar content is a real issue, and so is the addictive cycle. The fat and sugar combination in ultra-processed foods is so unnaturally rewarding that it triggers excessive dopamine firing in your brain. So this feeling will make you crave them again and again and again, reinforcing a habitual need for that quick fix instead of solving the underlying nutritional deficit. An energy drink that contains 54 grams of sugar in a 500 milliliter can is a massive hit to your system. Evidence has associated sugar consumption to poor health, and many institutions, including the World Health Organization, have advised limited sugar intake. This is because high sugar intake and obesity can lead to insulin resistance, where your body's ability to regulate blood glucose is compromised. It is the biological reason your energy crashes so hard. So consumption of energy drinks that the sugar content is above the daily sugar limit of 32 grams for sure will be detrimental to health. And a study that was conducted in 2021 also reported that energy drinks with a higher volume usually surpass the daily sugar limit of 32 grams. So I used to swear by a certain instant meal for lunch, and usually it was followed by a huge energy drink to power through my afternoon classes. But I have realized I was just fueling a crash. My brain was operating in emergency mode. I made one simple switch. I started prepping a large bowl of plain Greek yogurt with any kind of berries I had at home, added some nuts, and sometimes even a sprinkle of pumpkin seeds for my midday meal. It was not instant, but the sustained energy from the fiber, the proteins, and the healthy fats was an absolute game changer. I did not need the 3 p.m. jar full of chemicals because I eliminated the blood sugar crash. This simple swap from an ultra-processed food to a whole food option changed my focus immediately. So baby steps, one step at a time. Hey, let's do a little break. I have attached a healthy, budget-friendly grocery list in the notes. Whether you are here in Kulmbach or listening from afar, use this stock up on your brain-friendly fuel. Give it a try. Great focus starts from a happy gut. We are all about the evidence-based facts over here. This is not about perfection. It is about progress. We are not trying to banish all convenience, but shift your energy and making your mood better. Here are three simple actionable strategies you can implement starting from this week. First, stop guessing, read the labels and the ingredients. Currently, over 64% of university students do not regularly read food labels, and many struggle to correctly identify ultra-processed foods. Use the rule of thumb. If you see five or more ingredients, or ingredients you cannot pronounce, like we mentioned earlier, emulsifiers or artificial colorants, it is highly processed. Choose products with short and recognizable ingredient lists. Some examples are canned chickpeas, very high in protein, natural peanut butter, canned tuna, or if you want to switch it up, even a 70% dark chocolate. 2. At least 4 micronutrients. Ultra-processed foods displace key nutrients your brain needs. Prioritize these 4 through whole foods. Incorporate more omega-3 fatty acid-rich foods. Very good for neuroplasticity. You can find them in nuts, seeds, and fish. Iron and zinc. These are essential for neurotransmitter synthesis and mood regulation. So in your next trip to the supermarket, also look for beef, lentils, and a small pumpkin seed package as well. Vitamin C complex. Vitamin B complex. Literally crucial for energy metabolism. Check the leafy green section, and do not forget a packet of eggs to the side too. Alongside these, a can of kidney beans would definitely make it better. Replace the slump causer. Do not just add. Instead of pairing an ultra-processed food lunch with an energy drink, replace the item itself. Start by switching out that processed pastry or candy for a full handful of nuts, maybe an apple with peanut butter, or last night's leftover protein pudding and some vegetables. These whole foods provide sustained energy by also avoiding that massive blood glucose spike and crash. Always remember, this is about making small, progressive shifts to improve your mood and energy. You can achieve better focus without buying into the myth that you need extreme, highly caffeinated products to perform better. Thank you for joining me. We tackled the most immediate threat to your cognitive performance this semester. You got it. Keep those microbes happy and your brain and gut will thank you. And that brings us to the end of today's deep dive. We have covered a lot of ground, starting from understanding how ultra-processed foods literally trick your brain and starve your microbiome, and to realizing that the brain fog you feel most of the time is definitely not a character flaw, it is literally a biological signal. I can say that together, we tackled the most immediate threat to your cognitive performance. Now, you understand that your gut is your second brain, and treating it well is going to be the ultimate competitive advantage for your studies. If there is one thing you have absorbed from this podcast, make it be this one. It is not about perfection. It is about progress. Please do not leave this episode feeling like you have to rebrand your entire life overnight. That is the quickest way to fail. Instead of being hard on yourself, start by trying one of the swaps we talked about. Maybe tomorrow you grab that plain Greek yogurt you have prepared the night before instead of the sugary snacks. Or maybe you buy the rolled oats instead of the instant noodles. Just notice the shift in your mood and energy when you do. Before you go, another quick reminder. Do not let this information go to waste. Remember checking the podcast notes. As mentioned earlier, I have linked the budget-friendly grocery list. The oats, the beans, the nuts, and so on. Go stock up on that brain fuel. Thank you so much for tuning in to Nutrition Radar. You got this. Keep those microbes happy and your brain will thank you. Remember, great focus starts from a happy gut.